It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 14th. 1992 is where we're going to start today. The U.S. District Court Judge Vaughn Walker makes a ruling in the Apple Computer versus Microsoft and HP lawsuit. They stated that most of the elements in the Apple Computer suit were covered by Apple Computer's agreement with Microsoft or were not copyrightable. 1995, the Chinese government launches widespread efforts to purge governmental agencies of illegally copied software. It's a practice that had been costing U.S. software publishers millions of dollars. 1996, Jennycam, which was a popular website featuring several webcams that allowed users to watch the life of a 19-year-old college junior named Jennifer K. Ringley, goes live on the internet. Of course, it would draw over 5 million hits a day. She ended it a few years later, and from my understanding, last time I heard, she does not go on the internet as much as you expect. 1997, the Motorola Computer Group announces the StarMax 5000 series of Macintosh-compatible computers. They featured 225 to 300 megahertz PowerPC 603E processors with 50 megahertz bus speed, 512 kilobytes of L2 cache, 50 megahertz of bus, 32 megabytes of RAM, the ATI 3D Rage 2 Plus graphics card, 16-speed CD-ROM drive, a 2.5 or 4.3 gigabyte hard drive, 10BASE-T Ethernet, Mac OS 7.6, and a 100 megabyte zip drive, all for $1,999 to $3,399. 1998, Netflix.com CEO Mark Randolph states that over 400,000 DVD players have been sold so far, and over 900 titles are already available over on Netflix.com. Also in 1998, Scott Hunter and Joe Sousa leave Sony Computer Entertainment of America to work for VM Labs. And in 1999, Symantec Corporation names John Thompson their new president and CEO. He was once key executive at IBM, where he worked for 28 years. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Metallica officially announces that they filed suit against Napster, the University of Southern California, Yale University, and Indiana University. They said that the campuses encouraged computer users to trade the band's recordings without permission. Also in 2000, MicroAge of Arizona reveals that it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And three major United States stock market indices reflect their largest one-day point decline in history. The decline marks the peak of a week of investor unrest after Monday's Microsoft court decision over the overinflated dot-com values. 2001, QuickTime is released for Mac OS and Mac OS X. 2003, the Human Genome Project comes to a successful completion with a 99% of the human genome sequenced to 99.99% accuracy. Also in 2003, Sony Computer Entertainment announces the updated PlayStation 2 in Japan, which would be available on May 15th. It would support progressive scan DVD playback, DVD RRW discs, a built-in infrared receiver, quieter fan, and no IEEE 1394 FireWire port. 2004, Lindos changes its name to Linspire. Lindos and Linspire were full-featured operating systems similar to Windows and Mac, but they were based on, of course, Linux. 2004, Nokia announces the N-Gage QD handheld video game system. It's a redesigned N-Gage, about 20% smaller, with a more comfortable use as a cell phone. Speaker and microphone were mounted on the front, and the multimedia card slot was located at the bottom edge. And NVIDIA releases the GeForce 6800 graphics chip. Reviews find more than 100% increase in productivity compared to the fastest car on the market. 2008, Gawker Media sells off part of its web portal. The music blog Idolator went to Buzznet. The urban travelogue Gridskipper went to Curbed. And the political site Wonkette went to the Blog Ads Network. Also in 2008, Yahoo starts indexing the World Wide Web using third-generation software Slurp 3.0. Intel debuts its new Atom chip in a Sharp Wilcom D4. It weighed about 470 grams and ran 1.33 gigahertz. It was a 5-inch LCD and a 40-gigabyte hard drive running Windows Vista. The Wilcom would go on sale in June for $1,272. More in 2008, MySpace launches a portal in India. SciStar shows on the scene with a machine that would run Mac OS X software. Hours after the news broke, SciStar's website would go down. It eventually come back up to challenge Apple's end-user license agreement, in which they ultimately lost that battle. Blockbuster, on that day of this day in 2008, put together a $1 billion bid to buy Circuit City stores across the nation. And Purina, yes, the dog food, sets up a clone of the popular Dig website to cater to pet stories. It was called petcharts.purina.com. And in 2009, Sun Microsystems debuts the Sunfire, which is an X64-bit blade and rack server and X64 workstations. They were powered by Intel's Xeon processor, and they would cost you $1,488. Also in 2009, eBay announces that they would launch Skype into its own company and file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Of course, eBay ended up selling the majority of the product to private investors, which caused an uproar between Nicholas Zennstrom and Janet Fries, the original creators of the voice over IP service, who wanted to buy back the Skype voice over IP service. And in Sweden, to file your taxes, all you have to do is send an SMS to confirm your social security number and calculations. Of course, you already had to sign up to the Skatteverket, which was the country's tax authority, before you could do that. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.